December 6, 2017 is the Watt from Pedro Show.
Thank you.
Watch for Pedro show. Hey, brother, man.
Hey, how's it going?
Glad to be aboard.
Yeah, we're not on fire.
Yeah, we're not on fire. California. SoCal. I guess a couple weeks ago it was NorCal.
Yeah,
Santa
yeah.
Rosa.
It was getting hit.
California is the rain. The rain thing. We started off with Focus on Sanity, John Coltrane. And then something from our guest, from engineers in Estonia, their Skype creation. We're talking to Brooklyn, right? Delicate Steve?
That's correct.
And Brother Matt actually got to see you.
Yeah.
You guys played with us.
Here in Pedro.
You here in Pedro. About 1 month, a little over a month ago.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah, was that your first time in Pedro?
That was my first time in Pedro.
Cool, did you get to hang out or did you just kind of do the show and boogie?
We went to, what's that bar on the corner that I heard you play at from time to time?
Harold's Place?
Maybe it's like a, there's like a stage when you walk in on the right, maybe like a pool table.
That sounds possibly Harold's Lanterns.
Godmother.
Yeah, okay, downtown Pedro.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's been there. It's an institution. That's on 7th Street. And Harold's on Pacific at 19th. I played a lot more. A
couple of Pedro's finer establishments.
So you did get to check out then a little bit after.
Check that out. Basically, next morning got some gas and got out of town. But, I did meet a homeless man at the gas station while I was throwing some stuff out of my van, and somebody left a half-drinking can of ginger ale in there, and I put it on top of the garbage, and he grabbed it and he took a sip, and he was like, ginger ale. I was like, I haven't had this in 35 years.
Scored.
And, I don't know, I'll probably always remember that. Just, he was pretty excited to have some ginger ale.
Well, thank you much for helping him out.
Yeah. It was his birthday, I think, like the week before, so I got him a little birthday drink as Pepsi as per his request.
Bonus.
Gas station. So that was my time in Pedro.
Okay.
Memorable.
Very good.
Yeah. Very good. Definitely.
But you probably didn't have ginger ale at Godmother's.
Did not have ginger ale. I don't think I've ever had ginger ale.
Can you tell me this? Can you tell me your earliest musical memory?
These are probably all around the same time, but I remember going with my dad to get groceries one night as a little kid. I don't even remember how old I was, but
where was this?
This was in New Jersey, northwestern New Jersey, where I grew up in Sussex County.
You ever notice that New Jersey looks a little like California, but flipped over on the other side, way tinier?
Yeah. And it's more beautiful, I don't know, yeah. Well, I guess it's...
No, it's a garden state. I think it's beautiful. I mean, there's that one area by New York City, so everybody has this image, an industrial, but it's actually very, very pretty.
It is, really.
So you and your pop were getting groceries, and what, you were in the car, and you heard the radio, or...?
Car and tape, and it must have been like a children's cover, but it was Yellow Submarine.
Okay.
And I think that's one of the first songs that I remember hearing. I just have that memory. I don't know how old I was or...
That's okay. What about in the pad? Was there music in your pad that your parents played, the brothers or sisters?
I took piano lessons. There was a piano there. We didn't really listen to much. There wasn't like a lot of music playing in the house growing up.
But there was a piano, and they got your lessons?
There was a piano. I took piano lessons growing up, and I didn't like it until I learned how to play Benny and the Jets for my band teacher.
Yeah. I remember learning that bass line. I remember learning that bass line and going, wow, this is Econo.
So good.
It is pretty Econo.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, man.
Is that Yellow Brick Road?
What's that?
Yellow Brick Road. Goodbye, Yellow Brick.
That's another good one.
No, but I think it's a double album. I think that they're all on there.
Oh, right. Yes, it's on Goodbye, Yellow Brick Road. Yeah.
Marilyn Monroe. And I remember he had a Dodger suit with sequins.
Yeah.
He played Dodger Stadium. Mm-hmm. He was big deal.
Oh, man.
He actually came on stage at a Stooges gig.
Oh.
In a gorilla suit.
Wow.
James Williamson says he almost hit him with his guitar. You know who he was.
No way.
Peachy way. Okay, so when I saw you at the beginning a month ago, you were playing piano. When did you move to the guitar?
I switched. My grandma got me like a toy guitar, and it was a plastic thing with, I think, you know, like little plastic strings on it, and I would just slide it out. What's that?
Like fish in line. The strings are like fish.
Yeah, exactly. And, I would just bang around that thing, slide around the ground, and then, you know, one year for Christmas, I got a little acoustic guitar, and then it all sort of started from there, where I just felt like I felt interested enough in the instrument to want to progress, you know, by myself instead of waiting for, you know, like cheap lessons and stuff. And yeah.
You know, Benny and the Jets, I wanted to ask you, what was the first record you bought? Was it an Elton John record?
Whew, first record I bought, you know, I'm from this generation of getting some magazine. I remember, and there was like a CD monthly club or whatever. So you could, it was like five 12 CDs for the price of one.
Sure.
And then every month afterwards, you know, they'll mail you a CD for, you know, like $12.99 or something.
Yeah, they had those with vinyl. Mm-hmm. And 8-tracks, okay, too. I mm-hmm. belonged to an 8-track. I think it was called Columbia House.
Oh, right. Yeah. I think that was...
Yeah. Some shit like that.
Yeah, K-Tel.
Yeah, K-Tel. Yeah, but either you send them back or you'd have to pay for them. Right.
Right.
Right, right. Okay. What about... at school, did you play in school, like the band?
I didn't play in school. I was in, you know, I was in, I got interested in like, recording and that side of the music making process around the time in high school. And so, like, I grew up sort of playing guitar in my room to, like, whatever, Neil Young, you know, just banging away by myself with the speakers on, you know, and then I would also, go out and see local live music and get in touch with the bands that I liked and told them, you know, I got a little home studio, which was basically like the room above the garage at my parents' house. And, you know, I had a couple microphones, so I would get bands to come over and record, and that's how I met a lot of my friends. I'd always connect with one or two people in the band, maybe more than others, and from there I joined a band, actually, that was getting rid of their guitar player. That was, like, you know, my favorite band growing up and going to see them, and I didn't think I'd ever get a chance to play with them. And then we started playing together, and that's sort of why I didn't go to college, was because we got some record deal from Warner Brothers when we were, like, 19. And, you know, classic story of just, we made some record, and it got shelved, never came out, and the band, like, ultimately broke up.
What was this band called?
It was called Baller Banks.
Baller Banks.
Yeah.
Well, I want to play something from Delicate Steve called Cartoon Rock.
Do it.
ιδιώτες και μελαράζουν. Χριστούγεννα από το χρόνο σπανεγουλιάζουν. Οι αγορές τα δώρα και τα ψώνια. Λες και έχουνε να φάνε κάτι χρόνια. Πολύ χρώμα φωτάκια, πολύ χρώμα λαμπάκια. Δυο χρόνια παίζει, τα παιδιά παίζει. Στολισμένα έλατα και
Pedro Show. That's Cartoon Rock from Delicate Steve. After that, Ding Dong from the Fofocchio band. Fofico. That's from Cyprus. Fofico band. Hope I'm saying that right. Then Open Minds from Maya and Revolution Hell Yeah. 2 weeks from tonight, get to play with them in the city. For my 60th.
Oh,
year.
Right, yeah, cool.
And now Tom Watson's coming with us.
Bitchin'.
So we're going to be a forfeit.
Be partying up with Richard fucking Bonnie.
He says, how about me in the boat? And I asked Pete and Jerry, they said, yeah.
Cool. Okay. It'd be a Richard Bonnie country, huh?
Yeah, and he asked us to conk in his pad.
Bitchin'.
Jesse's roommate. I got to behave myself. theme from Star Trek, the original. Petra Hayden.
Cool.
Acapella. Spot and Albert, Sheboygan.
Sweet.
With Found Plutonium. We just had Spot see on the show Sunday. In fact, he's flying back to Sheboygan today. Thank you, Spotsky.
Fire con Dios.
Yeah. Then Pyle with Grunt Like a Pig. And Sterile Jets out of Long Beach with Free Pork Boogie. But they spelled boogie trippy. B-O-U-G-I-E. Bougie. Okay. And then Dappy, something live from Mini Kumari and Mr. Shinny. And finally, Delicate Steve with Cowboy Stories. Okay, so after that, your story, Delicate Steve, with the Baller Banks and the Shelved album, what did you do after that?
After that, I sort of didn't know what to do for a couple of years, and I tried to get some of the guys that were in the band to make some music. You know, I've always been a guitar player, and I guess whatever you call a producer or engineer, but never a singer. So I thought my ticket to getting to play on tour and be in a band was to, you know, pair up with one of my buddies. And I had quite a few in New Jersey of guys that were really good at writing songs and great singers. And, you know, I was trying to hook up with those guys and, you know, help make the album. And things never took off. And I ended up trying to take a road trip around the country and figure out if I was going to move out of New Jersey, because for whatever reason I didn't like New York City when I was growing up. And so I went all around the country, met a lot of great people, and thought I had a couple spots where I wanted to move, where I was pretty set on moving, and then I got back to New Jersey, and I was like, wow, it's really nice here. And I sort of fell in love with New Jersey for the first time, where I live in rural, like, you know, it's just farmland out there. And then I decided to sort of start up my own little record label, Artist Collective, with all my friends, and I would record their albums, and we'd get guys together to be the rhythm section for you know, everyone's record, and we would self-release the stuff, and you know, play local shows as a collective where we play songs from everybody's records. And sort of from that, I got inspired to just be like, well, you know, I'm going to make my own little thing. Like, you know, if you want to listen to the singers, you can. I'm just going to make an album because I don't need to find a record label. I can put it out myself. And sort of that's where Delegate Steve came from, was sort of out of this local collective in New Jersey. And, yeah, I just made a record at home. And I self-released it, and we played some shows, started playing New York City a little bit, and I think through a friend of a friend, we got hooked up with Luwaka Bop, this guy, Yeo, who worked at that label. That was David Byrne's label. And I sent this album out to all these labels. I didn't pick Luwaka Bop originally because they had the Shug Yotas record, and I was like, there's no way in hell like this album is going to come out on Luwaka Bop. And I remember just not even bothering to send it to them. And then, you know, a year later I was talking with Yale at the label, and they decided to put it out. And yeah, that was like maybe 2011 or 2012, and I've just been sort of keeping this band going for the past five years or so, and doing a bunch of other musical things. And that's sort of like the abridged version of the story right there.
You know, you said rural New Jersey, Western. Is that near Lambertville?
I think Lambertville is south of me, but about as far west. I think I'm about an hour north of that. I'm like Delaware Water Gap.
The reason I mentioned Lambertville, because Bob Lee, Black Hand drummer, is from Lambertville, and one time I conked him.
Oh, cool.
And I woke up early in the morning, and I saw wild turkeys outside running around.
Oh, yeah.
Big guys.
That's the zone up there. You catch some deer, you see some bear. Yeah. It was...
New Jersey, I didn't think it was that cool, bro.
When I came back from that road trip, I realized how special the whole place was.
Yeah, sometimes it takes something like that. So, for example, this record you're talking about.
Yeah.
You've made a couple skits, though.
Yeah. I've made two more after that first one.
Okay. For example, like Welcome Begin, that was from the first one, but Cowboy Stories, Cartoon Rock,
those are from Cowboy Stories. Is this little EP thing I put out this fall that's got four songs on it, and
so that's the most recent.
That's the most recent thing, and then Cartoon Rock is from an album that I put out in January of this year on Anti. Called This Is Steve, and that's the most recent Delegate Steve album.
Yeah, you know Evan Taylor, huh?
I do, yeah.
Because he wrote me about you when he found out that we played together.
Yeah, I remember when I first met him, he told me that. Because we sort of got hooked up through, I think it was a Standing Rock benefit show. With Kip Malone from TV on the Radio, and Holly Miranda, and my friend Jared Samuel, and Jared asked me to play in his band, and Evan was playing drums, and so it was sort of like meeting. We all sort of met each other at this all together for the first time at this rehearsal, and Yeah, since seeing Evan around and played with him a bit, and it was funny to finally meet you because I feel like I had that connection with him. And
well, you also told me about the gig at Redfish with the book release.
What was that?
My book release, my picture book release.
Was that Jeremy from my bandmate or no?
No, you told me that we did something together, some kind of.
Oh no, it was with us. It was Michael Azarad.
That's what it was. That could be your life.
Totally.
And I couldn't be there, so you took my place.
I took your place. I tried.
No.
I remember a month before the show, I was really into bike riding in New Jersey because it's just really beautiful roads, and I went down to fix something on my tire. It was a pretty stupid move while I was riding, and
down went Frazier. Down went Frazier. You got your fingers in the spokes.
My finger went in the spokes, and it was my my index finger on my left hand. Ooh. And I remember just coming home and icing it, and being like, "Shit, all right, I got plenty of time. Like this will heal. It really hurt, but whatever." And a couple weeks before the show, and a couple days before the show, it's still not healed. So I had to learn history lesson. And this ain't no picnic, and Jesus and tequila with my second, third, and fourth finger doing all those chords. And my first finger was just stuck up in the air with a bandage on.
Yeah, reverse Django. Right at the end of reverse Django Reinhardt. Right at the end of the first hour. December 6, 2017, Dish Wap Pedro Show. Brother Matt here, and Delicate Steve, our guest. Hold tight for hour two. December 6, 2017, it's the second hour of the Walk from Pedro Show. Thank you.
sitting there waiting for her to come home, telling me you're failing, it's getting old. Come home, telling me you're failing, it's getting old. I'm just like you, but I'm not coming home. I feel like you, but I'm doing it alone. I'm just like you, but I'm not coming home. I feel like you, but I'm doing it alone.
Walk for Pedro show. Start off the second hour with big time receiver, Delicate Steve. You want to tell us about that too?
I don't know what to tell you about that tune. I don't know what to tell you about half my tunes.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
Because I asked you a question. You know, I didn't say tell me. I said, do you want to tell me?
Yeah. Those early tunes, and I think my whole creative process with Delicate Steve is, I just get around a bunch of musical instruments and a recording device, and as soon as I'm on an instrument, you know, and I have a chord sequence down or something, I just push record. And so a lot of times at the end of the day, I'm like, I don't know what, it's just sort of like a feeling, I guess, all the songs, you know,
you don't know where
really
they
excited to stumble on some, you know, some music.
Does the title come last?
Not always, but I think this one came last. And, I don't even know what it means.
Okay. That's okay. Then we heard the pollution with doing Hawkwind, standing at the edge. Pollution is going to open up for the second end, being the second end Friday in Denver. Second year in a row. Doug Kaufman's having us aboard.
Cool.
Two December gigs in Denver.
Very cool.
Lion's Lair Lounge on Koufax. That's a little main drag there. And so Friday, the pollution opened up. And then we heard the Ghoulies, Nervous Man in a $4 Room. They're going to open up for Saturday. We'll come back Sunday.
$4 Room would make you nervous.
Sputnik Trio after that with Dire Threat. Hidden Rifles. There's Wasco.
Wasco.
Across the Neighborhoods. Yep, I'm on base there with some New York guys. That's a record where I never met anybody. I just played the bass and flowed the tracks. So I don't know where any of those titles come from either. Delicate Steve.
Yeah.
Tugboat Country with Stand Up, and then Delicate Steve with Many Moods. You probably weren't kind of mood at that time.
What's that?
You were probably having some kind of mood when you did that.
That's a good observation right there. I hope I was, or otherwise I just pulled that one out of my you know what. But that was a track that have you ever heard of or played with a drummer by the name of Zach Hill?
I've shared Bill.
Yeah.
He was with the Hella.
Hella, yeah, totally.
So there was a two-man Hella, and then there was like a five- or six-man Hella.
Right. Yeah, I met him in New York 6 or so years ago, and I was a fan, and I think we had a friend in common, and we just got to talking, and I said I'd love it if we ever had a chance to collaborate on something, and he said, yeah man, just email me, you know, if you got a track, or you know, let's make something happen. And I got home and I emailed him this song that I had pretty much made and put some drums on it that were way different, and sort of just a whole different vibe of the track, and I muted the drums and just sent him the file of the track, and he came back with that within a day of his drum part, which is like insane. I didn't know how to count it at some parts too, because towards the end he starts doing this crazy thing where the snare is like off a 16th note or something, and I thought that he had like sent me the track from the wrong timing, and it sort of blew my mind, but
it was on purpose. So. Yeah, he made an album with a friend of mine, Nick Reinhardt.
Oh, yeah.
I think it's called Bygones.
Cool.
For Sergeant House. Who I think,
right.
The boss lady, Kathy Pillow, I think her house is burning down.
Oh, man.
You know, we got four fires out here now. Not here in Pedro, but SoCal.
I saw that, and I really saw. Bad. I think I saw Kathy post another update that said her house, I think, is going to be fine. Because I did see that.
Yeah, cool.
I saw that first update where she said she was about to watch her house burn down, and that
so just, fucked up.
Man,
so fucked up.
Yeah.
Because we got big winds and it's dry.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, Pedro, we're close to the water, so we're a little lucky that way. Look, it's time for Brother Matt to bring us the spin cycle.
Cool.
It's a great pleasure. It's a great, great pleasure. It's a great pleasure to have all of you here today.
Well, I thought you all might begin your tour here.
Go, brother. Thank you so much.
Cool.
What was it that made you do what you just did to us?
Well, that last one was just a blind grab to fill in a couple more minutes. I found a bunch of records. I found a bunch of records that were, I don't know, they're in plain sight, but had been missing for years. But so that first one started. D. Boone inspired flamenco with Spangle.
Right. Rodriguez Lopez.
Yeah.
So, taught D. Boone how to play guitar. Delicate Steve.
Yo.
I remember the gig here a month ago at Pedro. And your drummer man, Jeremy, had ear things. Do you usually tour like that? Do you have other musics?
We got some other musics going on. It's Delicate Steve. It's like the, seems like it's like the modern day Itano is to like load up the hard drive. It went from a 5-piece band to a 4-piece, and we had a guitar player, leave the band and just go on to pursue other things other than music this summer. And instead of replacing him, some of my friends said, you guys should just do it as a trio and, you know, put some tracks on there from the record. And I listened to my friends and gave that a shot, and so that's kind of where we're at right now. And, you know, it can make touring easier just to be able to have less members and...
More room in the boat.
More room in the boat, for sure.
How'd you guys hook up with that Growlers Pedro gig?
What's that?
How'd you hook up with that Pedro Growlers gig?
The Growlers played this festival that Delicate Steve also played in Boise, Idaho, called Tree Fort Festival, which is a really cool festival that that a friend puts on every year there. And I really have a good time every year out there, and it's always a really fun lineup. And basically, I met those guys out there at the festival and met their manager, Jared. And he saw Delicate Steve play and dug it and asked me to stick around and check out the Growlers. And I dug that. And after I got home from that tour, we spoke on the phone, and he asked me if I wanted to also join the Growlers and play guitar with those guys. So I've been doing that for the past 6 months or so. And then when it came time to book this festival, he was like, "We got to get Delicate Steve also on the bill." So I did two sets at the or three actually, one with Delicate Steve and two with the Growlers at that festival.
Oh, sweet!
Wow! So you're actually part of the band now.
I am, yeah, or at least the you know, touring party. I think they're in a period where it's time to make a new record, and that's something I would really love to be in on. So we'll just see if that ends up happening or not.
They're actually Orange County guys, right?
Yeah, originally, yeah. And I think they're all in L.A. now. They're,
when I was invited, you know, I asked somebody, because I didn't really know a lot about him, and I was told Beach Goth.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's a combo. That was neat.
Is Beach Goth?
I guess that was like the, you know, whatever you want to call it, grunge or something, the label that somebody put on their music. And that wasn't them, you know, and then it stuck. And then it sort of, I think all of their fans ended up calling the music Beach Goth. And so they had, so this year it was called Festival 6, but before that it was, Their festival was called Beach Goth, I guess.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, and Pedro Growler is a whole other meaning.
What's that?
If Pedro Growler is like a big sorote, you got to really
mess up. Same thing in Orange County.
Okay. The guy, the singer man came up to me after I got done playing and was really kind.
Yeah, Brooks.
Yeah, Brooks. Yeah, sweet guy.
Yeah, he's a sweetheart. It's a good band. It's fun to just get thrown in the mix of a whole other band that's been a band for 10 years and, you know, has their whole thing, and you get to just be a part of it. And
it really was a connection.
Yeah.
You weren't just the opener. You were the sister.
Yeah.
We're at the end of the second hour. December 6, 2017 edition Wap for Pedro Show, Old Time for Hour 3. December 6, 2017. It's the third hour of the Wap for Pedro Show.
And chubby lover sit up on my face, my dear heavy girl. Come and flood my world. Skip all the previews, smell the popcorn, let the
Walk from Pedro show. We got the...
Get some ambiance.
Some ambiance. The leaf blower, the push it over there strategy. We start the third hour off with the Ballad of Speck and Pebble. Something live from Delicate Steve, and he actually has an answer for what's the title mean question.
Finally. Finally, something that is specific. Those were my friend and I's adopted trail names on the Appalachian Trail. We hiked from Pennsylvania to New York through the whole New Jersey stretch one summer, and I guess on the trail there, everybody gets a nickname, and you go by your nickname if you meet somebody else who's hiking it, and for whatever reason, those were our nicknames. And
which one were you?
I think I was Speck. I think. That's a good question. It's been so long. It was like maybe 8 years ago. But,
kind of like a little...
Those were the trail names, and we wrote that song together, my friend Christian and I, who was in the band for a while, and I don't know, after we wrote it, it just reminded me of some kind of... optimistic hiking music, so that's why I called it that.
So it's like a little John Muir trip. How long did that take?
What's that?
It was like a little John Muir type of trip. How long did it take to do that hike?
It took about 6 days, maybe something like that.
Cool.
Yeah, man.
Where's that? One? Remember that movie Will Oldham's in? They go camping.
You're asking the wrong guy. I'm like the least movie guy.
No,
ever.
But this guy, I think he's Louisville, right? Billy Prince Bonnie.
Bonnie Prince Billy?
Yeah, that's the name like that. But his real name's Will Oldham. I did a gig with him once. He was wearing like John Deere hat and cutoffs and Zorbies. I had like 10 guys on guitar. It was hilarious. But I remember some movie he was in where he goes camping. It's the most strange. There's hardly any talking in this movie.
Huh.
Strange.
Well, if you need soundtrack music, Speck and Pebble.
Okay. After that, along with that, we played Grandpa's Ghost out of St. Louis with Dandelions in My Mind. Then from Zagreb, Erotic Billion and His Heretics with Burnside Blues. Mr. Burnside.
Yeah, bitchin'. It's Hill Country.
Yeah.
I'll be there in Zagreb in July.
Oh, wow, you're going there.
Yeah.
Sweaty. July. Fluffers Union. Rockabye Baby Seals. For San Antonio. Mold Omen. Balmore. Basement. Escape Blues. The Dicks. Originally from Austin. City. Decent and Clean. And finally, Delicate Steve with Tattered. What was in Tatters?
I don't know.
Okay.
That one, I don't know. I just felt, sometimes, it's like, the song title is the only kind of creative lyrical expression I have. So, my songs, without having lyrics, don't have to be as specific as maybe a song title that the lyrics are about a certain song. So I just sort of, I don't know, I just get a vibe from the song, maybe while I'm working on it, or maybe it goes through a couple different cycles of names, and then I'm thinking about, you know, what I want people to feel when they're listening to the music, so.
Okay, let's see what they feel like with Animals.
Thank you. We'll be right back. be a slick walker that don't ever run. Gotta have a silver tongue that don't ever shine. You're gonna make me lose my mind. You're gonna make me lose my mind. You're gonna make me lose my mind. You're gonna make me lose my mind.
And I love more than lizards. They hang out on palm trees and cacti. Crush one and you'll get a black eye. Cause I'm that guy. The splendid defender of lizards. Splendid defender of lizards. I got one. First you just have to build a few forms. I need to make sure it's a good home. The right bulbs and light and the keep warm, cause they need warm. The splendid defender of lizards. Splendid defender of lizards. I've got a skin that's covered in aliens. I've got a face of replicates. The way it comes to gangos, I'm silly. I play the cousin with us every week.
Watch for Pedro show. Delicate Steve with animals. What's to say about animals?
I mean, that one I was thinking about farm animals because I was recording upstate at my buddy's house, which, you know, he's got a pretty cool setup and this, a little studio up there and some chickens and some goats, I think he has. I don't even... And basically, as you're looking out the window, every now and then you'll see some chicken walk by, and I was making the song and playing the guitar, sort of how I thought. It's trying to mimic animal sounds.
Yeah.
So that one is also a pretty specific song title.
Chicken picking. Then from Newcastle, Petrol Terriers with Man in Decline, Lay Oil. Out of Maine, Move Along, Midwestern Medicine, also Portland, Maine, Lizard Defender. Then here, SoCal, Unit F with Direct Action Now, Kurt Stifle, The Swing Shift, Goodbye Laura, and Mailman, Little Debbie, SoCal, High Core. And then finally, Winners, Delicate Steve. Winners, are you winning? Are we winning?
That's a good question. That sort of vibe of that song was, I don't know, I got into the idea of what it'd be like to make something that's maybe a little artificially happy, I was thinking of bands like Ween, who sort of do a good job of juxtaposing these really bright sounding songs with a lot of darkness that's underneath there. And I don't know, just the idea of what that means to be a winner and who's really winning. And when you pass somebody on the street that, you know, maybe looks like they got it going on, and then you pass the bum, I don't know.
Drinking ginger ale.
Yeah, man. You seem pretty happy.
Yeah. That's a good point. That's interesting. What's your next plans, Delicate Steve?
Well, playing a show tonight in Brooklyn. And from there, doing some East Coast shows the rest of the year. And next year, got some surprises maybe in store. Might be, I'm just trying to keep busy, you know.
Might be recording with the Growlers, right?
What's that?
You might be recording with the Growlers.
Hope so.
Yeah. We're in Brooklyn.
What's that?
What's the pad called that you're playing tonight?
It's called Elsewhere. And, started by these guys that started this venue, Glasslands, that used to be, one of the cool spots to play in Williamsburg, And put this area on the map in some kind of way. And that venue got shut down. You know, Vice bought the building, bought the whole block. And luckily enough, before that even happened, they were already planning this newer space that was, less of a DIY thing and more of a legitimate music venue. And so that finally opened in November of this year in Bushwick. And yeah, so that'll be my first time checking it out, but I'm really excited because I think they did a really good job at this space, and they just know how to do it right. So,
if somebody younger came up to you for advice, what would you tell them?
Oof, this is a musician?
Wanting to get in this music racket shit.
Oh, man, I don't know. Find a way to do it without having any expectations, because that's the only way you're going to do it long enough to, see anything that you want to have happen that it's in your wildest dreams. You got to just find a way to just be happy every day doing what it is. And then over time, you know, maybe you'll start to see some dreams come true. But by that point, it'll just feel, part of your reality. It's hard to get from the dreams, from the reality to the dreams, but you gotta just be able to not get down every day.
That's some good stuff.
Where can people find you on the internet?
Yeah, it's, you know, Delicate Steve, Instagram, and Facebook, and all that stuff, and Twitter. I'm out there. Just search Delicate Steve, Instagram/Delicate Steve. See a bunch of pictures of my face. I just only post pictures of my face over the past couple of years. I just figured Instagram is a pretty weird and obnoxious thing, so why not just go full force and just post selfies all the time? So that's what I do.
Like instant ham.
Instagram.
No, instant ham.
Oh, instant ham. Yeah.
Shitter, fake look, all that. You're getting through. What's important is music does the talking. I want to thank you so much, Duncan Steve, for being with us today.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Keep on keeping on.
You too.
Okay, I will do. Brother Matt, thank you so much for your always essential aid in bed.
Certainly a pleasure.
People, it's been December 6, 2017. Whoop, jumping the gun there. This is your Wofford Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.